song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis and our producer Derek Stenson as we embark on another week as we head into the middle portion of May. Hope everyone had a great weekend, a great Mother's Day, lots of graduations going on. Hope all went well. And today on the program, we're going to talk a little of baseball and softball. That's what's going on right now. Then we're getting ready for state soccer this week and a variety of other activities with district track and a whole lot more. So we'll have a lot of guests coming your way this week. Today, we will talk with Hastings College softball coach Troy Baker. They are headed to the national tournament for the first time since 1995. But they will have a tall task ahead of them in pool play. They start with the number one team in the country. We will also be joined by UNK baseball coach Damon Day. Their season came to an end this weekend. And I guess you would have to say disappointed since the Lopers won the first two and really put themselves in great position. But you can't kick the ball around and expect to win. This team hit the ball well enough, it appeared, to win their ball games. And it just didn't happen. So they're done.
Yeah, very disappointing, Doug. I think Coach Day will reiterate that because you put yourself in the position, you lose, one-run ball game and then a two-run ball game. I believe the second was 12-10, correct?
Well, yeah, and the RMAC needs to take a look at how they put together this bracket. How can UNK play New Mexico Highlands back-to-back? And then they were the winner's bracket team. They should have gotten the bye into the finals, and even though they lost to Highlands, and instead it was Highlands. Which I don't understand. We'll ask Coach Day about that. It's a weird, weird way that they do it with that six-team bracket. But we'll talk with UNK. A couple of players did very well, named to the all-tournament team. And finally, Ryan Shelton's mastery of Pueblo kind of came to an end. But again, you can't boot the ball around. Six errors in the ball game.
Well, that's one thing they cleaned up the second half of the season. They pitched much better. And they fielded much better. They hit the ball pretty well all year, scored runs all year. But when you field the ball and you pitch, that's what got them to that point, and then they couldn't finish it off. And like you said, it's too bad when the one out of the last three, the one that they really had control over.
Blake Cover had an outstanding tournament. Jared Lushen also named to the all-tournament team. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Also, congratulations to the UNK women's tennis team. They're making their first trip to the National Sweet 16. They did that by beating two teams over the weekend, including Mesa State in the Central Regional Final. They will take on the Concordia College Clippers of Bronxville, New York, winners of the East Region. The Lopers are 19-7 in their duels this year. And Bronxville is 15-2. Abilene Christian of Texas, Drury, Missouri are the other two teams in their bracket. This UNK team has set a new school record for dual wins, won a second straight RMAC tournament title, and now have won the program's first ever NCAA tournament match. And that gets underway on Wednesday.
How many Concordias are there out there?
There's a lot. There is a whole lot. Since we last spoke, by the way, on Friday when we were over at the United Way fundraiser golf tournament at Lachlan Country Club. Beautiful, beautiful course. Tough enough when the wind's not blowing 35 mile an hour. Still trying to recover from that. And we're not good.
No, we're not good. We had a good time, though.
Oh, yeah. Had a good time.
Got to see a lot of the course, too.
Want to thank Hank McFarland and the whole crew, Chris Junker, and all those folks that had us over. And hopefully we can do it again here in the near future. So that was fun. Also, over the weekend, Grand Island Central Catholic named Charlie Shoemaker their new head football coach.
Yeah, so interesting. Him, you thought maybe, don't know how he's looking at that. But, we're going to try and catch up with Charlie. here, obviously, and get his thoughts on that move. I think a lot of people may be a little bit surprised by that, but nonetheless, was named the head coach. Doug, I think the disappointment with the Nebraska baseball season has come to a head now. This is a team that Nebraska had to take out back. They fly halfway across the country. This is Coach Anderson. I've given him a pass on the whole season. I've given him a whole pass on the season. Until now, I'm starting to question what's going on down there. And I'm really going to question it after this weekend. I'm hearing a mass exodus of players getting out of this program. For whatever reason, people aren't happy. And that goes back to the head coach and his staff. And that will become very, very worrisome for Nebraska baseball fans. On something you thought you'd solidified as I don't know how you could solidify it as a program year in, year out that would be at the top of the Big 12 Conference for the location. Yes, we've got superior facilities to a lot of people, but it's just a tough, tough place. I still think the North teams are behind the eight ball. But what has happened down there has been a total abomination of a season.
It's reminiscent of a couple of years ago in the football program. I think they've quit.
I think you're right. I mean, I think it's pretty much that simple.
And maybe not everybody, because it's hard for freshmen to quit because they've never got a chance to get started. So we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't see that coming this weekend. And it wasn't like the game that they won on Friday that they were just dominant in. It was 9-6. They came from behind in that one too. So they lose 9-6, they lose 10, or they win 9-6, they lose 10-8 and 8-7. I mean, even these pitchers that are good enough to pitch in the Big 12, supposedly, can't get the job done against a first-year program with 13 true freshmen on it. That is worrisome, especially at this part of the season. And Nebraska has guaranteed themselves their first losing season since 1997. They play at Creighton tomorrow, and then Baylor comes in. And again, I said it last week, I wish this series was down at Waco. There's no reason. I mean, did you see the crowd yesterday? The game was televised. Did you see the crowd?
That
had to be 1,500. Had to be the worst home Sunday crowd in the history of that ballpark. Had to be. With decent weather. I mean, we're talking with decent weather. I was in Lincoln yesterday. It was fine. It was fine to go watch some baseball if you wanted to. I was there last year. They played at home on Mother's Day against A&M or Tech. I can't remember. I think it was A&M. And just an outstanding day and an outstanding crowd. And what a difference a year makes, because this year it was just horrible. It was horrible, horrible, horrible. So,
I think you look for somebody to get the, well, Coach Osborne said the job's safe. I guess the job's safe. So, I guess we just get through this weekend and we start a clean slate over towards next year. But what a disappointment. A terrible, terrible disappointment.
Fire your emails off, your phone calls, 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, your emails come out to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, in other college baseball news out there, something I found interesting looking around, Steven Strasburg is a pitcher for San Diego State baseball team. He fired a no-hitter over Air Force this weekend, struck out 17 while doing so. His kid's been clocked 102 miles an hour, and he struck out 11 or more in 11 of his 12 starts for the Aztecs. Pretty good player. Okay, so I'm reading this story, and it goes on, and it lowers his ERA to 1.24 on the year. Wonderful, great, great job, Steven. Now it says he struck out 17, walked 2, in front of a school record crowd. A school record crowd at San Diego State of 3,337. I know there's other stuff to do in California. But 3,300? Tony Gwynn's a coach, for God's sakes. 3,300? Hell, you might run into the guy. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, don't you think? Looking for something to do? That's pathetic. 33 freaking hundred people? We got that at the Ravenna tractor pull, for God's sake.
I don't know what to tell you, Tony.
That just really, you know, I'm reading this great, you know, I'm thinking, kid's going to be the number one draft pick, 102-mile-an-hour fastball, might be some interest in going and seeing the, maybe run into the kid and get an autograph before the kid signs the number one with the Washington Nationals.
You know what, if you're the coaches at Nebraska, wouldn't you kind of take a look at some of those things and say, why would you even want to go play for a team and a program that can't, that's not a national power, that's not in a huge conference, that doesn't get anybody to come watch them? Why would you ever want to go play there?
What?
I mean, if you come here and we win, and I'm talking like Coach Anderson, and we win and we're doing the things, and you've got a great academic program at Nebraska, and we put 7,000 butts in the stands on a weekend series with regularity when they're playing well, why wouldn't you want to come here? I mean, I know the weather's not the greatest right off the bat, but in San Diego, it's okay. Some of those California schools, it's a little cool, too, when the wind's blowing in. Why do you think they're wearing parkas in San Francisco? Let's go to the email here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, it was another miserable weekend for Nebraska baseball. How did we fall so far so fast? I enjoyed your interview with the coach at Cal State Bakersfield last Wednesday. And I agree with Tom Chattel's column in yesterday's paper. Maybe Van Horn, Childress, and Anderson were all at their best together. None, especially Anderson, has done as well without the other two, Kurt and Hastings.
Tough to argue any point of that.
Well, Anderson was better before Van Horn was at Arkansas. And A&M has not tore up the world this year either after being preseason number one in the country. So...
But, okay, if you're Nebraska baseball, and I'm sure that Coach Osborne, that's the furthest thing, I'm sure that's one of his not fun things to do is start looking for a coach. Where do you look immediately? I mean, they found Dave Van Horn at what, some, he was at some successful Division II program, It wasn't like they got him from Wake Forest or North Carolina.
He came out of Louisiana, if I remember.
Yeah,
right.
There you go. I mean, it's okay, so you got some lower tiered. Then he made a little noise there. But I don't know. This talk is going to continue on, and I'm not talking for the next 2 weeks. This will continue on all fall long, and we'll have to see where this goes because the heat is now on Mike Anderson. I didn't have any heat for the guy until after this weekend. I really thought, no big deal, we'll get through this. Let's get through this season, and we'll start a clean slate, and we'll go get some people to summer ball, whatnot, and start over next year. When you lose to a startup program like this, and he should have just crushed his team, and they didn't do it.
Coming up, Damon Day from UNK, Troy Baker from Hastings College, and a lot of other things going on in the world of sports. Tony? We talked about it again. One of the things to watch yesterday, besides Major League Baseball, was the Players Championship in golf. And thumbs up for Henrik Stenson. But, boy, do you got to feel bad for Alex Chayka. And, again, the questions are out there. What's wrong with Tiger Woods? What's wrong with Tiger Woods? How come every shot has to be perfect with him? I think that that's what the basis is right now. Every shot has to be perfect when 90% would be good enough.
Well, Doug, you said it last week. How can somebody of Tiger Woods, the number one ranked player in the world, heads and shoulders above anybody else in the world, who's got all morning long to sit and whack balls on a driving range, whack, 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 as long as he wants, keep teeing up, and then get to the first tee and yank one left? He's never, he hasn't been in the fairway off the first tee in how long?
It's been a while. Yeah, he's struggling, and even when he's struggling, he still seems to be there on the front page of the leaderboard.
Well, he's struggling. He still made $300,000.
But again, we're expecting more. He's expecting more, and that's why this conversation is going on. We are expecting more.
You certainly expected. I thought Alex Chayka would fall, and then there'd be one man left standing.
Not by five shots. I didn't expect it.
Well,
I thought if he went out and shot par, he had and he won to win it. Not with par won to win it. Stenson shot 6 under. He got to 12. Chayka was at 11. It was disappointing because they were out of it before they got to the turn. They're out of it after five or six holes. And Stenson just kind of kept trudging along. Nobody really wanted to make a huge move except for Stenson yesterday. So that's where we're at in the world of golf. I guess one thing that it does do, I think we can quit saying Tiger or the field when it comes to any tournament, because I think now we have switched to the field. I don't think your money could be on Tiger anymore, not until he proves something a little bit different in the near future. So we'll see what happens with him. And the Royals are not heading the right direction. Just when they are heading the right direction, they are swept for the first time this season, and they lose 2 one-run ball games. Yesterday they had a 3-0 lead, and they lose 4-3, and a great play made by Torrey Hunter on Miguel Olivo's home run. It was a home run. It was out of the ballpark in dead center, and Hunter goes over the wall and brings it back in, and the Royals lose 4-3. But that's not an excuse for what happened on Saturday. Winning teams and championship teams, and this is what the Royals will have to take care of to get to that next level. You can't have Zach Greinke throw a complete game four-hit shutout and lose 1-0. Ever. You can't do that. You cannot allow that to happen.
Well, he scored 4 runs on the weekend. You're not going to win many series scoring 4 stinking runs.
And as we mentioned last week, he struggled, and now Joaquin Soria is on the disabled list for 15 days. Luke Hochhaver comes up. I don't know what that means. Are they going to put Hochhaver in the bullpen?
Can't.
I mean, you're not going to run 6 starters. And for God's sake, please tell me Kyle Farnsworth isn't the closer.
Well, yeah, Wright, who's pitched so well all year for the Royals, turns around and fires the ball into center field, a classic double play ball, gets the ball he needed, and then fires the thing into center field. Guillen, though, has struggled in the outfield. Plays at Guillen. People that watch the Royals that I get phone calls and text messages from 12 times a night, they do not like him in the outfield. Put him at DH, enjoy his power, but get him off the field until he's healthy. That's what everybody's saying. Plays that he's got to make, he's not making. And
this Royals team right now is not looking like a Royals team that started the season or that we will see in a month or so. Tien's playing good enough to not let Alex Gordon back in the lineup when he gets healthy. You got your best pitcher on the DL. You've got a couple of, I mean, you've had plenty of guys on and off the DL. Let's just hope that this is a weekend that didn't chalk up to the way they wanted. It was a 6-game winning streak. Now it's a 3-game losing streak. So they have today off, as most teams in the majors do, and they will head to Oakland for a quick 2 before they come back home. We said going into the weekend the Angels were playing pretty good baseball, and I guess they showed that. Well, Oakland not playing that good of baseball. Let's see if Kansas City can go get a couple.
The Angels start, you know, they're below 500, sweep the Royals, now they're above 500, kind of get it on the roll.
Got Russ on the line from Kearney, guys, talking Royals baseball.
Russ, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up?
Guys, I have the answer to your question. Hochhaver will start Tuesday night. Sidney Ponzone, I know this is going to bum you out, Big Daddy, is going to the bullpen.
Really?
That is out of the USA Today.
They better check the benches in the bullpen. That's a lot more weight coming the way of the bullpen bench.
It was in USA Today and Daddy didn't know that? How'd that possibly happen?
Weird, yeah.
Well, Ponzone, he's good for about 1 or 2 innings. We're just never sure which 1 or 2 innings in a game that's going to be. So, Russ, thanks so much for the call, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, UNK head baseball coach Damon Day, right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Tis the season for spring cleaning. Time to clean up, clean out, and spruce up the place. During the spring is green sale. Island Flooring makes it easy. Stop in and see the most eco-friendly products in the flooring industry. Those made with Anso nylon, and shock and recycle carpet into more carpet over and over, which makes Anso nylon ideal for environments in your home and out in our world. But that's not the end of Anso's nylon green story. Anso nylon will add green to your wallet too. Visit Island Flooring during the month of May and you will receive a $250 rebate on all of our stylish Anso nylon products when you buy 50 yards or more. This is in addition to the $200 coupon you'll find on ShawFloors.com. Add them up and you'll be saving $450 on your next purchase. Now that's a stimulus package worth looking into.
Island Flooring Grand Island. Always low prices and honesty 365 days of every year. Stop and see them just east of Highway 281 and 30 at 515 Webb Road, Grand Island.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's the final week of the season for the Nebraska baseball team. They'll travel to Creighton to take on the Blue Jays Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Then Baylor comes in for a weekend series Friday at 6:05, Saturday at 2:05, and Sunday at 1:05. You can hear all the games on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska softball team will open up play in the NCAA tournament in the Knoxville, Tennessee Regional Friday afternoon at 2:30 when they take on Jacksonville State. Tennessee will take on James Madison in the double elimination tournament. The Hastings College softball team will compete in the NAIA National Tournament beginning Thursday in Alabama when they take on the number one team in the country, California Baptist, at 9. They'll play Friends, Kansas Friday at 4:30 and wrap up pool play Saturday against Park, Missouri at 6 p.m. And the UNK women's tennis team headed to the NCAA Sweet 16 beginning Wednesday in Florida. And that's a Sports Minute.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Here's a look at our Monday afternoon's forecast. Calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have breezy south winds at around that 10 to 25 mile per hour range and a high near 70 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight low near 50 degrees. And then for our Tuesday, bright sunshine and a high temperature near 72 degrees. Currently 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Phone lines open, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's lunchtime after the program. Wayne Anderson's favorite portion of the day, second favorite over at Grand Island, of course, is that when our show's over, it's time for lunch. So lunch
down the Chingu?
That's right, Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island, where you can catch all your favorite sports on TV. There are many high-definition televisions. Means there's not a bad seat in the house. With the Major League Baseball package, you can watch every game that you want. You can watch the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. You can watch horse racing. You can watch whatever's on there, ESPNU, maybe some lacrosse, maybe some UEFA soccer. Is that what it's called?
It's UEFA, actually, but close.
Yeah, something like that. So you can check that out as well. Whatever there is, you can watch it at the Chicken Coop while you're enjoying one of their great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion-seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun, served with either fries, potato salad, coleslaw, pasta, or baked beans. The Coop also features the mushroom burger, patty melt, Totally Jack burger, or the bacon burger. All that and a whole lot more, and don't forget their great lunch specials, hot beef sandwiches, chicken fried steak or chicken fried chicken, and all specials served with mashed potatoes, gravy, and a dinner roll. We are pleased to welcome back to the program, after, you know, he's all hungry now to go to the Chicken Coop, Damon Day, head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Hi.
What's up, guys? Wait a minute. Okay, let's try that again. Hello?
What's up, guys?
Glad to see you're back. Nice tan.
Thank you. You like that? We played all the night games, so we had to find something to occupy our time in the morning.
Well, the Lopers, coming back from the RMAC tournament, the Lopers season has concluded. Damon just telling us that three teams from the conference made the postseason. Unfortunately, for the first time in 3 years, you're not one of them. And probably stings a little bit. Pueblo did what you guys did a couple of years ago, dropped the first one, came all the way back through, and I guess you guys had to feel decent about where you were sitting after starting the tournament 2-0 and then drop on the scoreboard two close games. I guess just your thoughts driving back yesterday.
You know, we sat down yesterday on the bus ride home, and, you know, I'm proud of our team. I'm proud of where we came from. I think we were 8-21 at one point. I remember on April the 1st, we dropped a doubleheader where we got shut out in back-to-back games for the first time in my tenure here, and we didn't know where this team was going to go, and things just really weren't going our way. And at that time, our kids kind of answered the bell and had a phenomenal month of April and played really, really well. And so if you would have told me that on April the 1st after that game against Winona that we were going to have a chance to play for a chance to go to a regional, I'd have said there was no way in heck. But our kids grinded it out, got going at the right time, and again played baseball well. We just made too many mistakes on Saturday to win a conference championship. And that was the one thing about our two previous conference championships is we played great defense and really never shot ourselves in the foot. We just could not overcome the mistakes that we continually made on Saturday. And, you know, Ryan Sheldon pitching on 2 days rest did everything we wanted from him, gave us a chance. I mean, he gave us a chance. We just did not field the baseball behind him. And we made it close there at the end, and you kind of think wouldas, couldas, shouldas. And that's what's frustrating when you make almost double-digit errors in a game and don't play sound baseball. But, you know, Pueblo's a tough team to beat on their home field. You know, you look at them rolling through the rest of the tournament after losing to us. I think that has a direct respect to the fact that they got to host, and we're excited because we get to host next year. I thought overall, it wasn't the season that we had anticipated, but I thought for having such a young team to end up where we did after such a rough start, I think it definitely bodes well for the future.
Damon, one thing about that rough start, you were never in panic mode. You just said, I think we just need a little bit. I mean, it was just constant, just patience, patience, patience. Then you finally got the pitching you thought you would have at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And then you fielded the ball. You hit all along.
Yeah. And that's the thing is we started to really pitch very, very well in the month of April. And a little of that has to do with being at home. But Ryan Sheldon and Jared Lushen just took us to a next level. And then Ricky Muir, we kind of found him as a good starting pitcher for us. And Jacob Hyatt continued to grow and learn. But, you know, he was a freshman and ran out of gas. And when he had his start on Friday, poor Jacob, it's, you know, big-time game. And next thing you know, it's just pouring rain, and he's pitching off a wet mound against a great hitting team, and he just really kind of struggled in finding the strike zone and really locating. But that's a great experience. And so, without a doubt, I think when we finally started to pitch the baseball, we started to see some success and started to see some kids grow into roles. We had so many young kids starting at the beginning that we finally started to see them feel comfortable playing the college game. And so we only graduated three guys. Granted, three of those are three pretty big guys with Sheldon being gone, but Jared Lushen's obviously shown the ability to step in and be a lockdown type of guy in the front half of the rotation, and recruiting's going very, very well with us with our success on the field as well as with our new facility up there at the field. Recruiting's going better than it's ever have gone for us. We have the access to recruit some young people with our stadium now that we haven't had access to recruit before in the past. I mean, we're just getting a different level of guy, whether it be freshman or junior college kids. And so that's exciting. That's exciting. I really like where the culture of the program's at right now. I really like the mindset. We could have thrown it in a long time ago. It was a rough start. I did think we set an NCAA record for two-run losses. We lost, I believe, and Yaz will correct me if I'm wrong, I think we lost 21 games by two runs or less.
Out of 32.
Out of 32. Hang around, you know, that you know, and when you do that, that's one pitch here, one pitch there, a big hit there, making a play. And so hopefully those are all things that we can continue to build on for next year and with a good recruiting class and with, I know that this will help motivate some guys, the lack of success that they had in the tournament. And so I feel pretty good about where we're at.
UNK baseball coach Damon Day joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I thought one of the interesting things as you look a little deeper, the RMAC all-conference team was announced, of course, last week. The two Lopers that were on the first team are two kids that came back to Kearney, and Ryan Sheldon and Blake Cover. They were somewhere else. They came back. You touched on maybe some kids in there. Is there a scenario that that's going to happen here with some other kids in the near future that maybe were Kearney kids? And then just talk about, I guess, those two kids and Blake really knocking the stuffing out of the ball here at the end of the season.
Yeah, you know, it was great. Both those young men came back home, left, and then came back and have had tremendous amount of success. And, you know, I'm just proud of the fact, as from a head coaching standpoint, you know, we sat in the hotel on Friday night and we're trying to figure out who's going to pitch and do whatnot. And Sheldon kind of just came up to me and informed me in a polite way how excited he was to get to go tomorrow. And I said, well, we haven't decided. He said, well, that's fine, whatever you want to decide, but I'll be on the mound. And so, you know, it made me feel good that there's a young man that has enough pride in our program and enough pride in being a UNK Loper to take the ball on Tuesday's 2 days rest. And let's face it, Ryan's got a future. I mean, we've talked to a lot of scouts and a lot of good things. There's a lot of good buzz about Ryan, and he's going to get a shot to play at the next level. And so for him to do that and come in and want the ball in an elimination game is huge. And so I can't say enough about what he's meant to our program and coming back. And Blake Cover, without a doubt, the heart and soul of our team this year. You know, he just did some things that's phenomenally well, and just, and from a leadership standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, from an attitude standpoint, he's just grown and grown as a player and has done a tremendous job. And we just found out this morning he's heading off to the Northwoods League. He's going to play for the St. Cloud River Bats, which is huge because they usually do not take Division II hitters. But so that's a huge, huge thing for Blake, and he deserves it. I mean, there's not a guy that works harder in our baseball program. There's not a guy that gets after it more. There's not a guy who believes in our system more than Blake Cover, and he deserves all the accolades that he get. And he seriously tried to put us on his back during the tournament and carry us. And both just great first-class young men, and very excited that we got Cover for another season.
Damon Day, head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska. Kearney joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. The bracket. Doug brought this up in the open. Do you understand it now that you've been here long enough? Do you shake your head at what they do? What's your feeling about the way the RMAC tournament breaks down?
Well, to show you how big of an idiot I was, I didn't think we had to play on Friday. I thought that we advanced straight to the championship, and then everybody was going to bang each other around a little bit, and then we had to show up on Saturday and beat somebody once, and then we had the if-necessary game. So I didn't understand the bracket whatsoever. I didn't understand how it bounced around, but obviously it was set beforehand. I understand now a little bit. Someone explained it to me. The reason why the bracket is the way that it is because they do not want a losing team to have to play six games in 4 days.
Well, then don't lose.
Well,
that'd be my answer for the losing team.
Yeah.
I mean, I from where I'm coming at here, there is under when they send out the information out to the schools and the media, there are three brackets. There's not one. There's right. Three. This is what happens if five teams are left. This is what happens if four teams are left. This is what happens if three teams are left after this point in the tournament. Under no circumstance should you ever, after winning, have to play the same team again. Now, I'm going again to what they do with American Legion baseball and state. If you are that undefeated team, you may have to play that Monday. But even if you lose, you're in the championship. If you win, it just means you're still undefeated. And you get to play on Tuesday in that championship round. But it's already known going in. I figured,
Saw the deal,
whoever
I'll be
Pueblo
with you.
Played, you would have played them when there was four teams left.
Right.
Then no matter what happened, you'd have been in the finals, and whoever came out of those three.
We were watching the news, and Doug said, "There's no way they play Highlands again. They just beat Highlands."
Yeah.
There's no way. That's something that, from my standpoint, that's something. I don't care if you'd had to play Pueblo again. That's one thing.
Right.
You should have never, ever, ever had to play Highlands.
Right.
So let's see if we can get that taken care of. But anyway,
No, we should have played. We should have probably, with us winning, there should have been a scenario where we played instead of playing Highlands. We should have played the winner of the Metro Pueblo game.
Yeah, Metro was
on Friday night. Yeah. On Friday night, we should have played the winner of the Metro. They should have played at noon. Type of thing, but that's the bracket, and that's how we go. And everybody understands the NCAA and all conferences don't really, you know, they're not always making the best decisions at times. But yeah, that's the way the bracket. It's a tough. I mean, it's tough because it's hard to figure out. We spent 15 minutes trying to figure out what bracket we were into and who we were going to face.
Now, before we let you get out of here, and we're going to talk with Troy Baker, softball coach at Hastings, in just a minute. But before we let you get out of here, I got the press release on Friday morning after your second game, and I went, did Pueblo send me the wrong one here? Because you had a young, your lead, Luke went 5 for 5, and another kid went 3 for 4, which flies off the top of my head. I went, these guys are on the team? I mean, you know, it seemed like you had a couple of kids that had good days that really you don't want to overlook, because then I got to look it a little deeper. You know, that's pretty solid, but that was a good day for them in game two.
Yeah, the Stamp brothers, what was it? I think it was in game two. If you weren't from Persia, Iowa, or didn't have the last name of Stamp, you weren't allowed to hit an RBI that game. And so, no, they, you know, both those young men are they're Iowa State High School wrestling champions. And they're a different breed, those two. They're a different sort. And we're darn glad to have them because they're really good young people. I think that they're, along with Andrew Hakey as a sophomore, and some other guys that we have as sophomores, Ben Townsend, Darren Grace, Jason Trulin. We started a pretty doggone young team. Pretty much everywhere was basically sophomore, junior, freshman type of thing. And so we're pretty excited about the future of it. And we did have some kids step up and do some things that – you know, all year long, they've kind of grinded out some things and done some really good things for us. But they stepped up huge for us and really gave us a big boost offensively there in the tournament. And I have to commend Luke Stamp because I would have to say that on February the 3rd, Luke Stamp was probably the worst outfielder in the country, without a doubt. And through the month of February, he didn't get much better. And through the month of March, he sort of started kind of figuring it out. And by the month of April, he was phenomenal for us. He did a great job. He even actually made some catches moving from left to right and had to run in a few steps and even made a couple diving catches. And so I would say that he's probably now, he's at least out of the bottom 10 of outfielders in the country. But very proud of him for what he was able to accomplish throughout the year.
Do you got to run?
No, I'm good.
Hey, we're going to have Damon Day stick with us because in the last segment, I want to ask him about Jabba Chamberlain. I also want to get his thoughts on Coach Anderson because, you know, they're BFFs. So we'll find out more about that. But we need to take a break and talk with Troy Baker from Hastings College because he's got class schedules to work around. So we'll take a break, talk about the national tournament right after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Danny Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most, like WeatherShield pressure-treated wood, pre-treated with water repellent that reduces splitting, cracking, and warping. A new lower price on WeatherShield. That's something that could lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at our Monday afternoon's forecast. Calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have breezy south winds at around that 10 to 25 mile per hour range and a high near 70 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight low near 50 degrees. And then for our Tuesday, bright sunshine and a high temperature near 72 degrees. Currently 57.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday edition.
I
got nothing for you.
No, you
seem so fired up over there right now. I just thought I'd let you go.
Well, I was looking at Yogar VT Triple, which Dynagro has maximum insect protection for maximal yield potential. New genetics with excellent yield. Dyna-Gro's got it. You want a hybrid that performs well at high populations? Dyna-Gro's got it. You want a semi-flex here with very good test weight? Dyna-Gro's got it, folks. More acres planted this year than ever before. That same will be said next year with Dyna-Gro. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Quality is not just a word. Hey, you expect to receive consistently outstanding products? Dyna-Gro Seed has developed strict quality standards to ensure excellent vigor and emergence, increased stands, and maximum yield potential. They sell only products that meet and exceed their measurements for success. From germination to seed size to treatments and packaging, quality is in the details. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. They've still got soybeans available, people. Call them today.
Well, we are pleased to be joined now on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach of the Hastings College softball team, Troy Baker, back this time around his first season with the team. We had him on just a couple of weeks ago, but now they've went on and qualified for the national tournament for the first time since 1995. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And now the NAIA has told you you're the worst team still playing softball in the country.
Yeah, I guess so. I, you know what, we just got to take who they that we're going to play. There's nothing we can do about it now. So,
Troy, obviously you're going to play some games down there, win or lose. The experience got to be very, very valuable.
It is. You know, that's what we're kind of taking a look at. You know, they're, you know, have us seeded against the number one team in the nation. The first thing the girl said was, "So, you know, they don't really care. It's just we're going to play three games, and who's ever in front of us, we're going to play, and hopefully we can give a great effort. And if we come on top, that's great. If not, we'll go to the next game." You know, this is great experience because a lot of our players are juniors. And, you know, we like to see us coming back next year and, you know, maybe being a seeded team. But, you know, that's way down the road. We just got to take care of the teams that we're playing first.
Troy Baker joins us, head coach of the Hastings College softball team. You've got to have all the enthusiasm going down there. And, of course, taking on California Baptist is who we're talking about, the number one team in the country at 54-5. But as you approach this this game, how much scouting do you really do of the opponent when you get ready for this? Or you go in and just try and take care of what you take care of?
Well, we had a little bit of experience. We played them last year. It was 11-0. I don't know what we took out of that game. They were unbelievable last year, and we're going to throw the same pitcher that we threw them last year. It was 4-0 into the fourth inning, and then they just erupted. So we kind of hung around with them. I've done some digging a little bit. They have 16 players, and 13 of them are hitting over 300. So we're going to have to play extremely well. We're going to have to play above our heads and see what happens.
Troy, something might impact the game even more is 9 o'clock start time, because I'm guessing you haven't played a lot of games at 9 a.m. this year.
Well, that's 7 a.m. California time.
We played a few. We did play a few. You know, we played in a few tournaments that were pretty early. We're just hoping they're sleeping. You know, that's a big-time change for those guys.
Absolutely.
So I'm just hoping that, you know, we could. You know, it just takes one game, guys. You know, if they come not ready to play and we're ready, who knows what could happen.
Well, just to kind of take a look here, and again, when we were just talking with Damon Day, baseball, you can't throw the same pitcher every day. Softball, that's not the case. I mean, you got one game a day, you're playing three pool. I imagine that whatever the California team wants to do, they're probably, if they want, going to throw, looks like Torrey Ferreira, 21-0 with a 0.79 ERA. And if they don't want to go with her, they've got Emma Holden, 1.02 ERA, or they've got Melanie Ahumada, 1.10 ERA. This team has an ERA of less than one. Can you say, Coach, that there's any way you can simulate or have played anybody close to what these girls will bring at you from the mound?
Well, we did play Dickinson State, and they're ranked third, and they threw an All-American sophomore pitcher at us, and we lost to them 1-0. That is probably the best thing that we can say, is that's probably the best pitcher we've seen all year. And we actually faced her twice, and the second time around we had like 5-7 hits. I couldn't remember. So we kind of adjusted. But, you know, in our conference, you know, we have some good pitching, but Cal Baptist-wise, no. You know, we can't do anything about – you can blast a machine as high as it can go. That's about as all you can do. But to see it live and to see it in the machine, it's a lot different.
How much is the pitcher you're starting against them this year improved from last year?
Oh, good Lord. I keep telling people, last year she was a thrower. This year she's a pitcher. She understands what she's trying to do to each batter. You know, try to hit a certain spot, like on 0-2, not just throw it right down the middle, which she did a couple times last year. She understands what she needs to do, and she's taken all the things that I've heard her say is, they have all the pressure. We don't have anything to lose. We're just showing up, and if they don't lose, they look pretty, you know, silly. And if we come to beat them, we look like David and Goliath. That's how we're seeing it, and we just got to kind of have to do the little things, everything right for us to win the ball game.
Doug, of course, Coach Baker referring to Chelsea Woodside, who enters with a 1.41 ERA, a 15-6 record.
Troy Baker, head softball coach at Hastings, joins us here for another minute. Coach, everybody in the world except the crew that you're going to be taking to Alabama is going to assume that the number one team in the country is going to advance on out of this pool. You'll still have two more games no matter what. Either you're going to be off the most amazing high that these kids have ever had on the sports field, or you're going to have to try and find a way to be motivated to play the next two games. Either way, you're going to have another nationally ranked team and two more quality opponents.
Exactly. You know, we know a little bit about friends just because they're from Kansas. We have a player that's been teammates with a lot of these guys. They're a great program. You know, we've beat some of the common opponents that they have played. We feel that we can play with them. Park, you know, did a little bit of scouting on them. You know, they're good. If you're in a national tournament, you're good. It doesn't matter. You just don't come in saying, well, this team just had a hot run. Most of these teams were solid or picked or whatever to do well all season. And, you know, you're right. I've been telling these guys that if we beat Cal Baptist, why not just roll the table and get in the final eight? You know, there's no reason why. If the opponents go down after you face number one, that's what, you know, you see that, you know, we might be on such a high that we might have a letdown. But, you know, with these guys are so strong-willed, and they understand what each game is about. So I don't see that happening. We just got to take care of business that first game.
Well, Troy, congratulations on the tournament championship. Best of luck. It'll be a great trip. You're playing in the national tournament. And if you guys take care of business, we will definitely be hooking up with you again Friday or Monday. Best of luck to you and the girls.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Troy Baker, head softball coach at Hastings College. Tall task ahead. The number one, the number 22 teams in their four-team bracket. It all starts Thursday morning, Decatur, Alabama at 9 a.m., making their first trip to Nationals since 1995. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come back with more. UNK baseball coach Damon Day told us about this year's team and wrapping up of the season. We'll catch him on a couple of subjects away from UNK right after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Here's the old way to meet for business. Over the phone, drive cross town, meet in person. Here's the new, better way. You meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting.com. It's like meeting in person, but less time-consuming and less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Use GoToMeeting.com to host a sales presentation, a product demonstration, or a training session. You can host as many meetings as you'll want for one low flat rate. GoToMeeting.com. My listeners can try it. In fact, try it free for a month, 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, and use the promo code Colin. The old way or the new way is so obvious.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency train model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a train dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency train model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our Monday afternoon's forecast. Calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have breezy south winds at around that 10 to 25 mile per hour range and a high near 70 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight, low near 50 degrees. And then for our Tuesday, bright sunshine and a high temperature near 72 degrees. Currently 57.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've been talking baseball, softball. Kids are already out there playing. Maybe they need better gear than they had last year. Maybe the hand-me-down from Big Brother or Big Sister didn't work. Maybe you need the best around. Why not Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center? Baseball and softball shoes, 10% off every ball glove in stock. Bat bags, batting helmets, hitting nets, training supplies, catcher's equipment, bats for the little kids to the Legion baseball players to the town teamers. Whatever you need, softball, baseball, it's there for you. They've got all the gear, uniforms and hats, supplies and more. And, of course, it's not just baseball and softball. If you're doing town team or you're doing traveling basketball over the summer or your volleyball, whatever it is, there's so many camps going on. Misco Sports can give you the heads up. Stop in, see Steve and the gang today. Open 7 days a week. Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center.
I just think about that kid, you know, that shouldn't be out there. His dad spends zero time with him, takes the first cut and misses the ball by about 8 inches under it, snaps a tee in half. Oh, they got T's at Misco's. Like, damn it, Joey. What are you thinking?
Childhood flashback for you?
Yeah, one of them.
Damon Day's with us in studio today. We talked about the UNK baseball season and the tournament, RMAC tournament, winding down. But Jabba Chamberlain pitched yesterday. Aubrey Huff made fun of Jabba Chamberlain. Jabba Chamberlain, if he can get out of the first inning, as they've said, has had two outstanding starts, and he got the win yesterday. And you're still on a first-name basis with Jabba. You know, you're BFF. Well, how's he doing?
Fine. I think the exact text was, "Who's Aubrey Huff anyway?" I mean, that's kind of comical. It's funny to watch because I, you know, to see big leaguers. I mean, I could see that at the college level or at the high school level, but to see a big leaguer act like that, I mean, seriously, Aubrey Huff, figure it out. It's kind of one of those "Who are you again?" type of. How many teams have you been with and whatnot? Do you hit one home run on Mother's Day and you're going to make a jerk of yourself? So I'll be interested to see how the retaliatory, what retaliation there is, because I'm pretty sure probably somewhere along the line there might be something. Done around that side. So, yeah, my brothers texted me, what do you think? I don't know. I mean, probably get the old Bobby Jenks, get one behind you type of thing to send a message, but probably I'm sure Jabba's smart enough not to admit to it.
Okay, afterwards. So much off-the-field stuff with Jabba lately, his mother. Does that affect him at all? Anything about that?
No. Ours is quick text messages here and there and whatnot and anything, you know, it's always very light, just about, you know, good luck here or how's this going type of thing. And I'm sure that if I know Jabba the way that I do, he's handling it. I mean, I'm sure any time that you have family issues or whatnot, it's always tough on you. But, I mean, he's a professional athlete now, and that's what he's paid to do, and I'm sure that he has the ability and to handle all of that. I feel very bad for him because now, like, you know, when you are in that light as a professional athlete, it's just, man, there's just nowhere to hide from the spotlight. And it's tough because all your dirty laundry is type of kind of air type of thing. And so I think he learned that early on in New York. And I think that, you know, with his support network from his father and his sister, I'm sure he's going to get through it just fine.
I guess, ironically, Jabba Chamberlain is kind of the connection between, or one of the first connections between you and Coach Mike Anderson. And we were talking about this at the start of the show.
what being in the baseball community of the University of Nebraska, I mean, you guys have bounced some stuff off each other. He's going through a real tough time after having a great season last year. How quickly things can change, I guess. Your thoughts on what's going on right now?
Oh, I mean, it is what it is. It's a rough year. It's a rough year for them. Coach Anderson, I think, is a good coach. I think he's, you know, built that program along with Dave Van Horn and Rob Childress up to something that, you know, used to be something to pass the time until spring football was going and whatnot, and to something that it's pretty doggone special. And they're just having a rough year. I mean, any time that you've been decimated by the draft the way that they are or whatnot, I mean, they got a pretty good stable of guys.
Okay, come on. Everybody's decimated by the draft, though.
Not that many. I mean, seriously, not that many.
Not Kansas State, not Texas Tech.
You know, not to the extent that they've gone out to the draft. And you got to remember how Nebraska's built. They're a lot different than some programs. I'm sure if you check the backgrounds of some of the big top Big 12 pitchers, Coach A doesn't go out and get a lot of quick fixes with the junior college thing all the time. I mean, you can go out and get junior college players at the Division I level and whatnot. It just hasn't been something that Nebraska's done. I'm sure they may have to because they've had, I mean, what, 10 guys were drafted off of last year's pitching staff, 8 signed. And so, I mean, pitching is the name of the game right now, and they just don't have it type of thing. And so you can say whatever you want about this, that, and the other thing, but I think Coach A does a good job at Nebraska, and I think that they'll be back at it next year.
I hope so. Winning's so much more fun than losing.
Yeah.
And quickly, have you already got the golf club shined up and ready to go?
Played this morning. So, you know.
And dominated?
No. Today, my head wasn't in it. We played golf at the tournament the whole time because we played every night at 7. So, and you don't sleep at tournament weekend.
No.
I mean, you're up at like 4:15. You go to bed at like 1 and you're up at 4:15. So why not go get 18 in while the guy? Because our guys sleep. I've never seen a group of guys that can just flat sleep like our guys.
Except when he's fishing, Big Daddy. Damon, hey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all the support.
We always love to have Damon Day in. He co-hosts with us from time to time and will again here in the near future. Also want to thank Troy Baker, head softball coach at Hastings College. Got some more guests coming your way. Tomorrow we're going to be talking some high school district track. We'll talk more about the Husker baseball program. Daddy, did you catch any fish this weekend?
Slow weekend, but we're battling. We got some in the freezer.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.